I'm going to review a little bit about the anatomy of the respiratory tract. The upper respiratory tract is going to involve the nose, the nasal cavity, the paranasal sinuses, and the pharynx. So anything from the pharynx up is considered part of the upper respiratory tract. Now, below that, you come to the larynx and the trachea, which will then branch into the bronchi. And the bronchi will branch into the bronchioles, and eventually these will lead to the alveoli. So everything from the larynx down is considered part of the lower respiratory tract. Now, between the pharynx and the larynx, you're going to find the epiglottis area, and it's a little unclear what the epiglottis is, if it's part of the upper or the lower respiratory tract. It's sort of the dividing line between the two. I want to talk a little bit about mucillary clearance, or what's sometimes called the mucus elevator or the mucus escalator. The lining of the trachea is primarily made up of pseudostratified ciliated columnar epithelial cells. And if you remember way back about those guys, they have cilia, and the cilia can move. And the cilia work to move mucus from deeper towards your lungs up. And the mucus on the surface of the in the lining of the trachea is going to trap debris and pathogens. And the cilia will then move that mucus with the trapped debris and pathogens and so on upward out of the lungs, and basically dumps it down your esophagus into your digestive system to be destroyed. So that's what we mean by the mucus elevator, or sometimes it's called mucillary clearance. And keep in mind that the pseudostratified ciliated columnar epithelial cells are going to be interspersed with goblet cells, which are making mucus. And again, the purpose of that mucus is to trap debris and pathogens to keep them from getting to the very vulnerable lungs, where it would be fairly easy for things to move into the body. Because if you think about what's happening at the lungs, you have very thin cell membranes between the blood and the air to allow for gas exchange.